Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back to The Wire, and Oscar,
indeed.
Who have you got?
This week we are joined by Councillor Tracy Mulholland of the Faux Ward to discuss some of the committees that she deputy chairs, as well as what's going on in the general emergency committees and how they're transitioning out of that. Obviously, there's a lot going on at a local level at the moment, and Tracy Mulholland deputy chairs the Value for Money Committee. Now, that is relatively self-explanatory, but it is a committee which essentially scrutinizes and finds savings for efficiency of council operations and spending and how that goes in towards the budget and what council puts their money towards. So the meeting for the Value for Money Committee is on the 20th of July, so coming up in a couple of weeks now. So I started by asking Tracy Mulholland how the Value for Money Committee meetings ran prior to COVID-19 and what will change for them and their committee ahead of next month's meeting.
Essentially what we're looking at is, because of the current status, and I believe it's public around reduction actually of the $525 million hole for council, and that would mean then services to Aucklanders, has now been reduced given the changes in the environment, because we've come back to work earlier, which is fabulous. But rolling over from end of financial year, there was a lot more spending on infrastructure, so that meant essentially a substantial amount of funds in the millions, which is really good because, I mean, the infrastructure spent. So that's essentially those two figures plus the water situation. So they will need to build some new infrastructure. So add that to the negative funding, which means a huge reduction. That would impact, of course, on value for money. But the chairwoman is still sure that we will achieve the targets that we've set. And just looking at 6 months to December 2019, and I'm just going to talk about some of those figures for that six-month period, there was about a $10.2 million saving. So with value for money, of course, it's all about savings and efficiencies, and it was a model that was established with the Super City to ensure that we had better modelling to actually save Aucklanders collectively across Tamaki Makaurau the funding that we had anticipated to do by bringing together the councils. So I think $10.2 million saving for the 6 months to December 19 is quite good. We'll get a report coming up, as I said, in August. So in the case of the 6 months, it was procurement at $0.1 million, organisational design, which is standard changes and bringing together, and you'd expect that with a large organisation with thousands of people, and the rates take, is $5.5 million saving. So with technology, things like robotics and so forth, there was a $2.6 million saving. And then the fiscal management, so managing the finances and transitional changes to how finance takes place, that was $2 million. And one thing I wanted to share was that for listeners, I think it's really important to know that this is actually available online, and there's a lot of substantial information there with regards to how that's working. Now, the intent, of course, on the 20th of February, there was a Value for Money committee meeting, and we talked about things like changes coming up for this new period in infrastructure. One of them was an enterprise model, which is quite interesting too. That talks about a 40% reduction in carbon, a 20% reduction in the cost and efficiencies in projects savings, and 20% in improvements, things like, you know, health, safety and well-being across infrastructure projects. So I think that's quite a progressive and positive way of thinking for value for money, because of course it's efficiencies and savings.
Most definitely. So I just want to take a couple of steps back. So when you talk about X amount of savings in procurement, X amount of savings in management and technology,
yep.
What, obviously there's the number there, but what does that number reflect? What is council saving on when they say that they're saving on procurement or saving on technologies?
So what happens is, if people wanted to know about the 6 months, say, to December. So technology, do you want me to, so things like new devices and tools for building consent applications and so forth, So some inspection programs under the technology area and how some of the consent inspections are done, which is an interesting one for people because it then means inspections are able to move quicker. Insourcing program of regulatory engineering, and then robotics process for automation for direct debit and credit, which I think, you know, is a fairly straightforward and simple process, although that is a significant amount of work and does take time to implement. And when you want to look at things like organisational design, that's things like structural reviews, changes to processes, and that's across 6 years of council, because you look at some of the savings, and we do have some of our CCOs too who have been more efficient. If you want to look at what are the initiatives for the fiscal management, improved workforce planning and reporting processes like monitoring and professional services and negotiations around those. So organisational design, I think, is an interesting one for people because if anyone, and we do have a lot of employees in the council whānau, and we have, of course, the CCOs who do report through to us as a governing body, that we have seen a lot of improvements in the ways of working to save funds for Aucklanders. So
with the savings, it's about making the systems more efficient rather than perhaps cancelling certain programs, or is that also
absolutely
included in the
absolutely
system?
Yeah. And when you even look at the situation that we're in now, and I, as a representative of the people of Tamaki Makaurau, my view strongly, like a number of councillors, of course, is when we have to look at reductions, if it's a 2.5 or 3.5%, plus, of course, fees and services, and I want to be really clear about that for our community, that it's not just 2.5 or 3.5. There are fees for services, and we pay for rubbish, and we pay for water and so forth. So there's a lot of additional other fees that are related to that, and I think that's really important to be transparent about that. But what that means is when part of the review is taking place with regards to reductions, it's not about reducing local services. Our aim is obviously to keep as much as these services as possible. Now, given that we are in a COVID scenario, that might mean some changes for a short period of time, but the aim is essentially to ensure that we have these services on the ground. That's the dominant piece of work that we need to do.
Right, and so when thinking about value for money or efficiency of spending within council, how do you balance the maintenance of services and maintaining the making sure that they're still going with keeping down or saving on operational costs? Because surely, I guess, are there some positions where perhaps some issues could arise and kind of like a race to the bottom?
But it's really critical that we do acknowledge this time, and we do acknowledge the financial situation that we are in. And I mentioned those numbers before, just from a holistic, you know, budget perspective. And then, of course, the water crisis, which does compound and affect the ability for council to deliver some services. So what it might mean, really, I think, essentially, if you look at it, is the deferral of some of the big new infrastructure builds and things like what the One Local Initiative. So when you look at that, at some of those bigger infrastructure builds, you're in the multiple millions. Where we have contracted work, for example, some of the city centre work, so things like costs, you know, that have already been agreed to and contracted, those projects are still proceeding. And the other things that we look at are some small savings at a local board area for a short period of time, because it is anticipated that the international market does influence what we will be able to do in the future, and it depends on how quickly we open up. And one of the blessed sort of situations where we as a nation are open and we are working, but that impacts us. It impacts, for example, if you look at the central infra, water care and healthy waters, where we're going to improve the management of stormwater and water. That's I think it's about $1.2 billion, and I'd need to just double-check to be fair on that figure, but that's a lot of money. That's already contracted, and those people come in from overseas, some of the experts, to work on those projects. So some of them are proceeding, some of them are proceeding with caution, and the contracted ones that are ready to go are underway, and then there's a small deferral of some projects. But those projects haven't been stopped altogether. There are deferrals versus putting a complete line through it.
Right.
There will be some projects that might have a line through it for, say, a couple of years, but we don't know that because we don't know what the world is going to be doing, you know, at the international market level, which affects our country.
Indeed.
And then, of course, because we're Auckland, it affects us.
Continuing along the theme of projects, I continued to talk to Councillor Tracy Mulholland about shovel-ready infrastructure projects, which are of particular concern to her in the way that they are being implemented and rolled out across Tamaki Makaurau.
One of my concerns as a councillor, and I am really concerned about this, and I'm not happy about what the government has done on this part, because I believe we have a right to know, as Aucklanders, what the shovel-ready projects will be. We were asked to do that under urgency as a council and to feed into that process, and I fed into it from our area, as did many other councillors for their areas. But as Tamaki Makaurau, whatever we get out of the shovel-ready project, and whilst we're grateful to government for doing that, it is actually their duty to do it. And by the way, in terms of tax take, actually Auckland contributes more than it gets back. So we need to be really careful and mindful of that when we look at it from a nation perspective. Shovel-ready could be in the hundreds of millions. Now, that would then affect our budget and what we were able to do in terms of where that sits and influencing the rates. And I think that's really critical. And I certainly want to speak out on this. Can't say we should know what that is, because that impacts how much money we receive and what infrastructure projects take place. Then employment. And then that affects how we can look at some of our work under value for money. So, you know, if it's at 100 million, 200 million or 300 million, who knows? That's a big impact on budgets and employment for Aucklanders. So I think that's pretty critical. Whilst I understand the Mayor and Chair of Finance have actually asked the government, I too, as a councillor, I want to know, where that sits, because it impacts us significantly in terms of funding and growth and economic development. I think it's really unfair that we don't know, because that would impact decision-making around budgets. And I think it's a very inappropriate way to operate and not advise the people of Tamaki Makaurau. I really am frustrated with that. And I started asking that question when we were in lockdown, when it was announced and when we put up projects, because that is jobs. That is economic development. That is support. And whilst other people, you know, you have the left and the right, of course, politics, and I'm not in a party, so I don't mind, but left and right going, one says spend, 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 which is what I'm hearing from left, and right is be more prudent, manage it better. But if we knew where a big chunk of hundreds of millions of dollars were coming in, we could think differently.
That was Councillor Tracy Mulholland of the FO Board and the Value for Money Committee speaking to us this morning about the operations of the Value for Money Committee, as well as her concerns around the implementation and transparency of shovel-ready infrastructure in Tamaki Makaurau.
Thanks very much, Oscar.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.